Somebody's lying, Charlie whispered now.
I know. I just don't know who.
Mitch was dejected and disgusted with himself again, because after everything else, and posing heroically for the paparazzi, he'd been kneed in the ego when the Rangers began to return from the hunt. The first one achieving access to the room where they'd all gathered was absolutely furious.
When you made it to the river after being lost for a day and a night, why didn't you stay put? There's boat traffic up and down it all day. If you'd waited, somebody would have come by, tour boats or search boats, somebody. That suicidal walk out of there was just plain dumb.
Mitch had been speechless, everybody else exceedingly uncomfortable. Charlie was hastily trying to arrange some form of damage control to ad-lib their way out of the embarrassment when Ralph the sheriff came to the rescue of his matinee idol.
Well, now, let's not be so hasty to judge here, fellas. Mr. Hilston is not a native of these parts, and what seems obvious to you might not to him. Plus, which the man had been hit on the head with a rock and could not be accountable for the state of his reasoning, plus which he was shackled with this female, that's an awful lot of a load for any man who's suffering from heat, exhaustion, thirst, and hunger.